We are about 12 hours exactly from weigh-ins, and this part's always just brutal. The fight before the fight, it really is. All the fighters on the card are going through this. Sean especially, he's so disciplined and dialed in with his diet that we really trust it's gonna come off.
Stay there, 5 seconds, stay there. One more round of these before your next break. Sean clearly does not lose his KO power, and he's also set a UFC record at bantamweight for most strikes landed in 3 rounds, because we take a low-stress approach to his weight cut so that he can maximize his performance. I tell you, you've already lost a ton, bro. This is, your body's dialed right now, it's losing it. If I do my job, he doesn't have to think about his weight. All he has to think about is his opponent. 3, 2, 1, all right. Looking good, man.
We just got through doing some social media, some podcast stuff going on here at the gym. And of course, lo and behold, we run into MVP, who literally, this time last year, we met here and actually did some really cool YouTube content with him. It's really cool to see these guys go at it. The striking chess match that's gonna be happening Saturday night is just gonna be epic.
So we're at a boxing gym now. We're finishing Mikey's weight cut and we start breaking the sweat, and then we're gonna use a sauna, and we're hoping to make weight tonight. It's gonna be good.
We're just out here having a weight cut party, keeping the energy good. And I was just telling him when we were in the bathtub that our first fight together, we cut weight in Nashville in a bathtub, and we were calling Joby Sanchez, asking for advice. You know, I think it's good in these type of moments to reminisce how far you've come and to enjoy the journey while you're here.
And you're right there, baby.
Everything that comes with fighting, the training, the discipline, the eating correctly, and wake up is a hell of a thing to do, but I'm getting paid to lose weight, so that's a pretty solid job, so I'm not tripping. I'm happy I'm here, and a lot of people break doing these things, not me.
The buzz is palpable, ladies and gentlemen. So is the humidity here in Miami. But I live in South Florida, so it ain't no thing. We're excited. One more sleep before UFC 299. And this may sound very hyperbolic as a man who's called fight for the UFC for 12 years. This is the biggest, baddest card I've ever been assigned, the deepest card I have ever called. And I can't wait, though. Miami, Florida, USA. We're back in the 305 for the second time in as many years. Let's go.
All right, thank y'all for being here for the official weigh-in for UFC 299, O'Malley versus Vera 2, and we will begin with a future Hall of Famer, former UFC interim lightweight champion, taking part in the 5-round co-main event, the number 3-ranked lightweight contender, Dustin Diamond Poirier.
156.
156, the official weight for Dustin Poirier. All right, next athlete to the scale, the man around whom this entire fight card was built, the reigning, defending, undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world, Sugar Sean O'Malley.
135,
the official weight for the champ, Sugar Sean O'Malley. All right, next fighter to the scale, competing on the pay-per-view main card at UFC 299, the number 13-ranked UFC welterweight, Kevin Trailblazer Holland.
170,
the official weight for Kevin Holland. Next athlete to the scale is his opponent, making his much-hyped UFC debut in the welterweight division, Michael Venom Page.
170,
the official weight for Michael Venom Page. All right, next athlete to the stage, the other half of the lightweight co-main event, the number 12-ranked contender, Benoit Saint-Denis.
155.
Right here, Benoit.
155, the official weight for Benoit Saint-Denis.
Thank you, man.
All right. Let's get him to the official scale. See where he's at on there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
All right, next fighter to the scale is the other gentleman around whom this fight card was built, the most decorated finisher in UFC bantamweight history, and the number 5-ranked contender, Marlon Chito Vera.
135,
the official weight for Marlon Chito Vera. And with that, your UFC bantamweight championship main event at UFC 299 is official.
Hey, how are you?
hard part done, man. Hard morning. We made it like a pro. My team hold me strong. I represent tomorrow.
No more.